Thanks, Yank. Hey, everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with your Sports Grid News update. The listeners on Zulu Channel, welcome to the show. Rafa Nadal will try to make sure the U.S. Open has at least one member of the Big Three in the semifinals. With Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic out of the tournament, Nadal, the two seed, is the only major champion left on the men's side. He's going to face number 20, Diego Schwartzman, tonight at 8:30. Nadal, a monster favorite, minus 2,000. Schwartzman plus 1,000 on the spread. Nadal, -8.5 games. Live action now, Matteo Bernardini versus Gaël Monfils. We got Bernardini up right now, 2-1, but Monfils, he leads 4-2 in the fourth set. A good battle going on. In the other semi, Daniel Medvedev, minus 180 versus Grigor Dimitrov. It's plus 160 in that battle. Ladies, Melinda Bencic off to her first Grand Slam semi, beating Donna Vekic, 7-6, 6-3, the final. She'll now play the winner of tonight's quarterfinal between Canada's Bianca Andreescu and 15th seed Elise Mertens of Belgium. She's a 25 seed. Game time. Andreescu minus 190. Mertens is plus 160. Should be good. Serena Williams will meet Alina Svitolina in tomorrow's semifinal. Serena minus 270. Svitolina is plus 230. Baseball action live on the go today. It's over now. The Mets at Washington, and the Mets, after last night's collapse, we didn't know what to think, but they went 8-4 today. The Mets over the Nationals, and Pete Alonso keeps stroking. Home run number 45 in the win. Wheeler gets the win. Sanchez takes the loss. Zeke finally got his wish in a big payday. The Cowboys star running back ending his holdout today, signing a six-year, $90 million extension. That contract contains $50 million guaranteed. It'll make Elliott the highest-paid tailback in football. He'll also be tied to Dallas through 2016, as the extension won't kick in until his rookie deal ends following 2020. The two-time champ will practice with the team today as they open up their season against the New York Giants. Dallas, 7-point favorites in that contest. Dallas still plans to give Elliott 20 to 25 snaps in week one, this according to the NFL Network. Meanwhile, the Cowboys will ultimately reset the market for running backs, previously vowing not to give record deals to any one of their contract-needy stars. Dallas still trying to hammer out extensions for quarterback Dak Prescott and wide receiver Amari Cooper, both free agents just after this year. Reports indicate the Eagles proposed trades to the Chargers that would have seen running backs Melvin Gordon and Jordan Howard switch teams. The Chargers, they denied the offer, which also included the team switching mid-round picks and the Chargers eating some salary too. Gordon appears to be set to skip the beginning of regular season while holding out for a brand new contract. In the NHL, the Arizona Coyotes have signed young forward Clayton Keller to an eight-year, $57.2 million extension today. Keller was a Calder Trophy finalist in 2017-18, recording 65 points in 82 games. He had 47 last year with the offensively challenged Coyotes. The Coyotes also adding Phil Kessel this offseason. They're looking to make the playoffs. The LA Kings have signed forward Adrian Kempe to a three-year contract worth $6 million. He had 28 points last year in LA. Vancouver Canucks inked Nikolai Goldobin to a one-year, $900,000 deal. He had 27 points in 63 games with the Canucks. In the NBA, Sacramento Kings guard Buddy Hield asking for donations to help Bahamas rebuild in the wake of Hurricane Dorian. For his part, Buddy Hield, a Bahamas native, has announced a donation of $100,000. Here's the rest of the MLB matchups for tonight. Two games before 7 o'clock, 6:35, we got Texas at New York. Yanks minus 150, 10, Lynn versus Green. At 6:40, we have Philadelphia minus 140 at Cincy, 8.5, Nolan Bauer. 7:05, Miami and Pittsburgh Pirates, Yar 185, Duggar and Williams, total 9. 2 at 7:10. We got the White Sox and Indians. Indians laying 279.5. Nova versus Bieber. Minnesota at Boston tonight. Red Sox 30-cent favorites, 11. Barrios and Rodriguez. 7:45. San Fran at St. Louis. Cards -125. Bumgarner and Waka 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 8. We got 8:15 action. Detroit at Kansas City. The Royals -209.5. But it's Jackson versus Junis. 9:40. San Diego at Arizona. D-backs laying 35 cents. Paddock versus Gallen, and it's 8.5. 10:07, LA at Oakland, A's -175, 9.5, Sandoval versus Rourke, and Colorado and the Dodgers. Dodgers laying $3, -300, Sensatella versus Ryu, total 9.5. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morency hosts Hour 1 of Red Heat and Rage Radio live from the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands with me. We'll have a big Wednesday show as usual with cappers Mark Lawrence and Game Blue stopping by. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk NFL, NCAA football, and a whole lot more on the show, so stick around, everybody. Hour 1 of Red Heat and Rage Radio on Sports Grid. It's coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
welcome to Game Time Decisions. I'm the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We'll see what's happening with Gabe down live at the FanDuel Sportsbook with the microphone there. So, yes, Yang, we'll see what happens. Hopefully things are good. I see new angle shots. We have a new angle shot of the people in the casino right now. It looks very busy. Horse players ready to rock this afternoon and one day away from National Football League action. We totally can't wait. We got Chicago and Green Bay. Should be a lot of fun. The line's still stationary at 3. We thought might see some movement there. Talking to a lot of people in the betting world, you know, people liking Green Bay, a lot of people that I respect liking the over. Old school battle it used to be, but with Green Bay's new offense, with LaFleur there, and they want to speed up tempo in the game, it should be very interesting. And the one thing about the Bears, they do have that good defense, but I'm not sure how good it's going to be this year. They also had a lot of luck, too. A lot of interceptions, as Gabe mentioned, like one every 16 passes was intercepted by the team. That stuff, can it sustain itself over time? That is very, very, very hard to do. And, you know, a lot of question marks with the Packers, but a divisional game should be a great way to start the season. So we expect a lot of fun in that game. Mark Lawrence is going to join us on the show. We'll break down the whole card with theplaybook.com. Mark has a good opinions. I told you already, I was on the show today this morning with Gabe and Joe Ranieri, and to everybody in the wake of Hurricane Dorian, want to say, you know, I hope everybody's safe, everybody's okay. And it was nice to see Joe back at the show today. And we had a good time talking football. The Detroit Lions, one of my favorite games of the week. And people are like, are you crazy, Cam? Detroit Lions. What are you going to do picking the Detroit Lions? Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm picking the Detroit Lions against the Arizona Cardinals. I think it's a big game for Detroit. Talk to Joe and Gabe about that, saying, yes, you know, I understand it is the Detroit Lions, but they have a better defense. Kyler Murray coming in from college. What's he going to do against that front four? We talk about Chris Slay. He's an absolute beast in the secondary for the Lions, too. So maybe some of these gamblers are thinking, you know, oh, Arizona and Kingsbury, they're going to be able to light it up. But I'm not sure that is going to be the case. But when we look at Arizona, maybe in the future, I will be looking at some overs. They are going to play a higher tempo, and their offense definitely can't be as bad as it was last year. So the Arizona Cardinals, they're a team. I guess I'm going to fade week one. Lots of big spreads too. Seattle and Cincinnati. I'm a Seattle fan, and I know they've won every, 10 straight season openers in a row. They've been dominant, but it's double digit points now. That line went from 7.5 to 8, then up to 10 with the news of AJ Green. That is a lot of points. The Philadelphia line, Gabe and I are both very high on the Eagles. I have the Eagles as Super Bowl futures in my portfolio. And right now, that line is also going up to 10 points. So we see a lot of big spreads. The Baltimore-Miami spread at 7. That's very, very large as well. So, yeah, we got interesting stuff going on with the NFL. I don't know what to do with the total of this football game on Thursday night. I'm thinking, you know, we talked about the teaser, maybe getting Green Bay to plus 10. But I think I'm probably going to tease it down and take the over. I think a lot of people might like the under with these teams clashing. But we could see points. And a lot of cappers that we talked about on in-game live, even talking about the first half over, maybe seeing what happens in the second half. I'm Cam Stewart, everybody. Hopefully Gabe's technical problems will be fixed, and we'll be back after a short break here on Red Heat Rage Radio.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, let's roll. Game Time Decisions. Red Heat Rage Radio. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, holding down in Toronto. We're at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Mark Lawrence, ready to step up and in. How you doing, Cam?
I'm doing okay. Gabe, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. I'm eagerly awaiting the start of football.
Me too.
So I don't have to ride this roller coaster that is the Major League Baseball grind. And when we're talking football, who better to bring in than Mr. Mark Lawrence, playbook.com's Mark Lawrence. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing terrific, guys. I hope you're doing as well. And looking forward, like you say, Gabe, to the first week of the 2019 NFL football season.
I don't know if we're doing as well as you. You always sound a little bit more at ease and happier than me and Cam. Maybe one day I strive to be as laid back and as cool as Mark Lawrence.
Will we reach that nirvana, Gabe? I don't know.
No. I'll probably die before that.
I'm definitely going to kick the bucket before that. But
I'll tell you what, it's not as easy as it looks. Not as easy as it looks, guys.
You make it look, Mark.
I'll give you a little insight here. My doctor has me on this drug called Wellbutrin. I don't know if you've heard of it or not, but
yes, my girlfriend's on.
Yeah, it kind of takes all the stress away, if you know what I'm saying. So even a result like Oregon or Northwestern on Saturday didn't affect me as much as it normally would.
Yeah. I hate college football already, Mark. We're in week two only this week, and I'm already like, oh, God. I was on Ohio State minus the points. They're up 28-0 after a couple of minutes. I had Northwestern. I had the Ducks on the money line and +4. And I'm thinking, well, there goes the money line, but at least I'm going to hit the +4. And, of course, not nope. That's why I'm very eager to bet on some pro football right now. My biggest beef with college football isn't the kids. It's the play calling and the coaching, which I find to be subpar. Not that there's not subpar coaching and play calling in the National Football League as well, but another NFL season is upon us, Mark. And one thing that really sticks out to me as I come into this year from a handicapping standpoint is the fact that 82% of the time, the point spread did not matter. Only 18% of the time, generally. And it's even been, 15 to 18% of the time, Mark. You've been on this trend for a couple of years now, but this has been a recent trend in the National Football League that point spreads are almost irrelevant as of late, the last 3-4 years.
With the makeup of the NFL being what it is today, getting this wide open offense where, it's just pass and score, it's a little bit more understandable. But, the bottom line is we still look for those live dogs that look like they have chances to win the football game straight up, because 2 out of 3 things can happen with live dogs, and they're good. 1 out of 3 things can happen when you bet a favorite, and the only one thing is good. So we'll still look for those live dogs in spite of the fact that it's NFL going up and down the field like a track meet.
That's it. When you bet, Cam, it's like Bo Schembechler said, I don't like throwing the football. He said, when you throw the football, 3 things can happen, and 2 of them are bad.
Yeah, like, that's a good point.
Interception, incomplete. He said, we'll run the football, we'll pick up 3-4 yards, and it will positively move the sticks. Coming into this week, that's how I feel, guys. I'm all about the dogs. Now, there's a couple of favorites that I'm looking at. Specifically, and it's actually one favorite. I do think that Philadelphia tattoos the Washington Redskins this week, 35-10, 35-14, or something like that. But I am looking at quite a few underdogs this week, and I know you are as well, Mark. And being that we're in New York, let's start off with the New York football Giants and the Dallas Cowboys. We'll see if the number moves. I thought it would jump up now that Zeke Elliott has signed. I swear to God, man, if Eli Manning wasn't the quarterback of the New York Giants, I'd be ready to really load up on these guys. It's a leap of faith. This is like going to the psychiatrist and they tell you, you're a study in trust, Cam, and you have to fall backwards. You bet on Eli Manning, it's like falling backwards and you're hoping Eli's going to catch you. But
probably won't.
It's the first damn game of the year, man. Can he play well enough to cover the number? I really like the Giants plus the points in this spot, Mark, but can Eli Manning get it done?
Well, if he can't get it done, I think the other 21 players on the field can. I'm looking at two things in the game, Gabe. Number one, this fiasco with Zeke Elliott being what it was. I think the distraction ends up keeping them non-focused or not as focused as they should be in this game. They've been busy answering questions to the press about Zeke Elliott, Zeke Elliott, Zeke Elliott. Number two, if you take a look at the history in the series, look at the lines the last 20 games that these teams have played. Only one time has a line been this high in the last 20 games in the series. And I don't believe the Dallas Cowboys are as good this year as they were last year, and I believe the New York Giants are better this year than they were last year. So if you have one team coming down or taking a step back, the other taking a step forward, and you have a line in the football game that's not where it's been in a long, long time, I'm going to take advantage of the line, and I'll play the New York Giants plus the points in the game.
We like it. You know what, Gabe?
And Zeke Elliott says today, guys, that I want to be the highest paid back because I'm the best back. It's like, I don't know, dude. You're okay. You're pretty good. But Saquon Barkley is pretty freaking good, too. They haven't unleashed him. And I like that number, Mark. Teams that are 4-0 in the preseason are getting 6 or more points, or what, 6-0 against the spread last six times it's happened. These division games, not to mention, Cam, since 2014, division dogs in week one are 11-2-1 against the spread. There's five teams in that role this week. The Bills, the Giants, the Redskins, the Broncos, and what's the other division game? Redskins, there's five of them.
The Packers
tomorrow.
Packers. Yeah.
I think if you played every division dog this week, guys, out of the five, I think you go no worse than 3-2. I think you go 4-1 personally, Cam.
Yep, I agree with you 100%, Morenci. And I liked Mark's thoughts in his write-up. I think we're all going to, take a shot with the G-men, Mark. And one other game that I like to take this, Mark. We talk about this, teams being disrespected. Oh, you can't win without this. And these are professional athletes. And I'll tell you one thing, Jacoby Brissett, the team's got his back. They respect him as a consummate professional. And the Chargers, over time, never a great favorite, too. They don't really have a home field advantage. Looking at the points with Indianapolis is something that we might be able to do, too, Mark, because I'll tell you one thing. I'm not laying it with San Diego. Sorry, L.A.
I'm on the same page with you in that game as well, Cam. I think this game has got a little bit of the rally around the injured or star quarterback that's out aspect in it, rallying around Jacoby Brissett. You've got a team in the Indianapolis Colts that allowed the fewest amount of sacks in the league last year. All five of those linemen are back for this season here. And to a man in the locker room, Jacoby Brissett is really, really well-liked. I can see the Colts coming with a big effort in this game, especially taking the value of what would have been a 3.5-point dog, now a 7 or 7.5-point dog here. I'm on the Colts with you, Kim.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you know, and Cam is still stuck in the San Diego. They'll always be the San Diego Chargers to
always,
Cam.
Always, Gabe. Always be San Diego.
Been a couple of years. It's been a couple of years now, though.
It has.
I just call them the Chargers. I don't acknowledge that they're in Los Angeles. I just call them the Chargers.
That's actually the best move.
Yeah, the Rams are L.A.'s team. Rams are L.A. And you know what it is, too? The Chargers, listen, we can say they don't have a home field. It's the home opener. There'll be some enthusiasm for this football game. But you look at the Indianapolis Colts and just the massive overreaction to the win total. And as far as this number, you wrote about this, Mark, so the Chargers were 3.5-point favorites in this football game. And, now laying a full touchdown. Jacoby Brissett can play, guys. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll continue some NFL talk with Mark Lawrence. The season is set to kick off. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage Radio for the FanDuel Sportsbook, Meadowlands.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening up a sports wager account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid and receive a free bet up to $500. That's a free bet up to $500 when you open up a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in total control Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open up a new account, and claim your free wager up to $500 today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Thank you very much, Cam Stewart. All right. I am Renzi with the FanDuel Sportsbook, MarkLawrencePlaybook.com, and we can't tell you guys enough how good the Playbook newsletter is on a weekly basis. We use it as a guide on a weekly basis, analysis of every college and pro football game with access to Mark Lawrence's world-famous database as well. And we'll get to college in a couple of minutes here, but we have the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. Mark, and you know, this is interesting. There's a lot of numbers about how the Packers have dominated the series over the years, and I don't have to tell you about the numbers, yet it's different. Now the Bears are the ones who are favorites, so it's a different role for the Green Bay Packers right now. I expect a close divisional battle here tomorrow night in a game that'll come down to the wire. It normally does. It has in past years between these two teams. We have a new coach with Matt LaFleur in Green Bay. And conversely, we got Chuck Pagano taking over in Chicago. And, you know, I brought this up on a couple of occasions. Teams that are ranked number one defensively, the following year, they fall to ninth. You know, you got to believe that the Bears are in for a little bit of a regression coming into this year, Mark. You know, with all the turnovers that they got, you know, a lot of things went their way last year. I don't think they're going to fall off the face of the football earth or anything like that. But tough game tomorrow, yet I'm leaning with Aaron Rodgers and a Green Bay Packer team that should have a chip on their shoulder, Mark.
I think they will have a chip on their shoulder, Gabe, especially Aaron Rodgers, you know, coming back healthy right now in a rare underdog role, if you will, against the Bears. And as you mentioned, everything went their way last year for Chicago, plus 18 in net turnovers. That almost always comes back the next year. Losing your defensive coordinator from a defense that Chicago had last year cannot help that football team. They have to make that move, that change. The bottom line is I see Chicago coming back to the pack this year. I guess that's a good segue to Green Bay, back to the pack. But, yes. You know, the bottom line is Green Bay.
Pardon the pun.
But, you know, you're talking about a Packer football team that struggled. If you take a look at, you know, their performance on the field the past couple of years, it's not been Aaron Rodgers-like football for the Green Bay Packers. And I think they take advantage of it here on Thursday night, where Aaron Rodgers has made a living on Thursday nights in his career, or Thursdays, I should say, 7-1 straight up and against the spread. Nice spot for Green Bay to open up this 100th year of the National Football League. I think the Packers pull the upset here.
I agree. I think we're going to take the points, and Gabe talked about it off the top, Mark, about money lines and, you know, winning teams winning games outright. I'm a little bit nervous with some of these games, and you brought up I just love the breakdowns in these games. A tough one, though, Mark, New England and Pittsburgh. I don't know what we're going to do with this game. It's very interesting. I have the Patriots win total under 11.5. I've been talked to a lot of people saying, hey, pretty dangerous there, Cam, but should be a good battle. No Gronkowski in this game either. New England getting a little bit longer at the tooth, Mark, you know, and maybe Antonio Brown. I know they're going to miss him, but Juju Smith-Schuster still an effective receiver. They have Washington and other guys who stepped up. A lot of guys on Pittsburgh. It's kind of like this is the game. You wanted the best. Well, you got it right now, and I think New England laying about 5.5, 6 might be a little bit too much, Mark, but it should be a great game. New England and Pittsburgh, nice and opening week one.
Be a great game, Cam. Featured Sunday night football game, defending Super Bowl champions as they are, New England, having a revenge chip on their shoulder. Pittsburgh beat them the last time they played last year. So you can look for a good effort by New England in the football game. The bottom line to me, though, is Ben Roethlisberger is one of the best underdog quarterbacks in the NFL. 34-18-3 to the spread in his career. And we'll look at what the Steelers did last 2 years as road dogs. They've been out there 5 times taking points and won 4 of those games straight up, going 5-0 to the number. I'm going to play Pittsburgh plus the points here. I think we'll be able to find 6 in the game come Sunday night because it's New England playing in the football contest. And just because Pittsburgh has a habit of playing good teams close, that's the reason Roethlisberger shines in an underdog role. I'll be on the Steelers plus the points.
Mark Lawrence with us. All right, Mark, before we get into a couple of college games, I played a couple of NFL futures last night here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, and I think I got to play them again, actually. I like them. I've got to, you know, I've got to think about the future and invest in my future. It's my my stock portfolio, my pension plan, Mark, is NFL futures. So I'll ask you, for the record, I love the Washington Redskins under 6 wins this year. I like the Bengals under 6.5. It's 6 now as well. I played that under too, but I like the Redskins even more. I think the Redskins might be the worst team in football. I think there's value at plus 650, the prop out there. If you can find it, FanDuel has it. Who's the worst team in football? The Washington Redskins at plus 650. But I ask you, Mark, any NFL season win totals to the over or the under that you like or played this year?
I'm going to play most season win totals under, Gabe, because basically you're looking at teams that may have achieved or overachieved last year, and it's difficult to do that back-to-back years. And when they do that, their price grows because of their success. And I like to come back the other way with those teams. Always a regression to the mean, if you will. At the top of my list will be the L.A. Rams under 10.5 wins this football season here. One, because they're a Super Bowl losing team, and those teams really have difficulty getting back to where they were at the previous level last year. I like the Dallas Cowboys to play under 9 wins this year. They are the NFC East defending champions, and as you know, in the Playbook Preview Guide magazine, it's 14 years in a row that an NFC champion is not repeated. I don't think Dallas repeats this year. I think Philadelphia wins that division. If they do, I think Dallas is down this year. Cleveland Browns under 9 or 9.5 wins. I think that's an obvious play, just given the fact that like Conway Twitty says, I like to use this phrase, I'm a big country western guy, they've never been this far before, okay?
Mark, you're the best. I love Conway Twitty references. Family Guy and Mark Lawrence.
Conway Twitty.
They love Conway Twitty on Family Guy.
He was the Elvis Presley before Elvis Presley is what he was, guys. But bottom line here is Baker Mayfield, the Browns have all this ink, all this press, all this hype. And they've never won an NFC or AFC North Division title since they realigned those divisions in 2002. They have zero championships, zero wins. The pressure's all on Cleveland this year. I don't think they get there. And the other game, if I'm looking for an improvement out of a football team this year, I'll play the New York Giants over 6 wins this football season here. I think they're going to end up being a surprise in the NFC East this season.
Mark Lawrence with us. All right, Mark, we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I agree with all of your assessments there. Segue into college football right now. We talk about the hype and Baker Mayfield. Baker played for Oklahoma, but you can't help but think of Texas as well when you think of Baker Mayfield. And now you got the Texas Longhorns, and I can't help but think of hype and Tom Herman. We have LSU. This number is surprising me, Cam, that it keeps on climbing right now. And I'm on the football, I'm on the pro football page, but let me slide over to the college. Last I checked, it was 5. Is it still 5 right now?
I got some 5.
I know 5 is a weird number. The books. Plus, you've got the home field. Wow, no. Oh, my goodness. 6.5 at FanDuel right now. What the hell's going on with this point spread, Mark? 6.5.
What's going on there, guys, is real simple. Texas is down to 1 starting running back. They've been decimated with a running back core. In fact, they've lost 3 players that were in their top 3 depth charts on the running backs. They're all out. 1 other running back is there, and they have 2 other walk-ons that will be playing in this football game. So the Sharps are taking advantage of Texas being depleted in the running back position. But, you know, running backs to me are a dime a dozen, and the focus of this football team is going to be on Tom Herman's game plan. We know how great he's been as an underdog in his career 15 times. He's won the money 13 times. He's won 10 of those games straight up as an underdog. I'm going to play them. I'm not a big Ed Ogeron fan, as you guys know. He really struggles against winning football programs. 2-8 to the spread in non-conference games against teams off a win. I think Texas plus the points plays this game a lot better. I like this team that's snake bit injured. Again, rallying around the players that aren't there. I think Texas comes up big in this football game.
Unbelievable. 6.5, Morenci?
Yeah, I don't care if Cam Stewart's the running back.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me the Longhorns.
Give me the Longhorns. Exactly. Mark, we had a disagreement.
Well, you know what? Also, guys.
Yep.
I was going to say there's not props out now, but there will be. Sam Ehlinger passing yard props could be worth a look. I mean, they have a hell of a quarterback. They're going to have to throw the ball a little bit more. But listen, I respect top-tier running backs, but I agree in college. Next man up, and just because a guy's walk-on doesn't mean that he's not going to be good. I mean, the kid that hit the 56-yard kick the other night for Nevada was a walk-on backup freaking kicker, all right? You know how many starting kickers on scholarship shank 56-yarders when the game is on the line?
Oh,
so anyways, go on, Kim.
Yeah, next game, Mark, and you bring up some really good points. And reading the playbook, we have had a disagreement at work at this one, but you know what, Mark? I think you might be on my side with this one, too. I know Clemson is the best team. They're at home in Death Valley, but laying on my book 17.5 points against a good Texas A&M team. I wasn't really impressed. I know they left some stuff in the playbook against Georgia Tech, but what do you think about the points with A&M?
I think there's a lot of value with A&M in this game here. If there isn't Jimbo Fisher taking points like he's never seen before, you know Clemson's going to stub their toe at some point in the season, and I think it could be a big-time scare in this game Saturday. I'll be on the Aggies plus the points.
Man, that's as slick as it gets, Mark. Lays it down on the way out.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Another round with little Jimi Hendrix. Maybe it'll cheer Yang up. Yang's a little down right now. Yeah, pick it up, Yang. The football season's just starting, buddy.
Yeah, I'm trying, buddy, man.
It's like, time. You know, it's go time.
One of my teams, I got Pat Mahomes.
Listen
Christian
to
McCaffrey,
him. Listen,
baby.
Yang. That's what's wrong, buddy?
Everything's good. Just a lot of moving parts over here.
I saw Yang outside the studio today.
Got a lot of moving parts and only two hands.
Yeah, like I saw you standing outside. Yeah, I saw him outside, and it's a good thing he wasn't like on a balcony or something. Like Yang looked very despondent. He was staring off into space on 35th. I was like, "Yo, Yang." He's like, "Oh, I'm just in deep thought," and Yang's under the gun. Right now, but this is like the busy time of the holidays, dude. Like, this is like the holiday season, Yang. You know? I say kick back, have a glass of scotch, do whatever it is you got to do. Hell, I don't know, do a big line. And crank it up, Yang. It's time to go, buddy. No time to feel sorry for yourself or slow down now, buddy. We're all in deep. We're in the midst of a run in which it's going to be 7 days a week for 113 consecutive days.
Yeah, wow! You're really
I don't know why
down,
I made
Brad,
a mistake of actually counting, Cam, but
that's what I'm saying. Like, what do you do?
Yes,
you're
I
like
did.
An inmate. Game's like an inmate. You know, they put the X on every day they're in prison. Well, I got 130 one day.
I am. I did it. I did it.
That's the
because I was thinking this past day, I thought. I was like, you know what? This is the last day I'll be off. And even though I did a show on Patreon, I was like, this is the last day I'm going to be off for real now. Now that it's for real, real. And I'm like, until when? And I'm like, basically until Christmas.
Yep.
You know, exactly. Until Christmas Day. You know, we don't do TV shows Christmas Day. So until Christmas. And to be real, maybe whatever it falls on, the 23rd, the 24th or so.
You're right.
Last year we got screwed. It was around the 24th.
I remember.
So it's like it was 114 days at the time. So 113 consecutive days. Yeah, we've marked it down. Now we've got 111 to go, Cam. It's pretty fast, actually. Before you know it, it'll be 100.
Well, this season will be over before it starts. And you know, you call it a Christmas break. But, Gabe, I've known you for years. You're going to be betting on the NBA on Christmas. It's a beautiful sked there, too. It just everything kind of coagulates into one thing, too. In Yang's defense, he was a little bit beaten down.
It's really till after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, till after the Super Bowl, things are going to slow down. In his defense, Gabe, we thought your audio and stuff was gone, so doing a little scrambling off the top. He was pretty cool. Yang's our guy. He'll figure it out, Morenci. We gotta have his back too. He's part of the afternoon.
Well, Yang.
Oh, Yang.
Yang can't control. He can't control what's happening here. It's it has nothing to do with him.
True. That's a good point.
It is what it is. We move on. It's all good now. It's all good. Thanks to Mark Lords for joining us. So yeah, let's go through. We'll go through every NFL team here, and we'll give you the win total for every NFL team, and we'll see whether it's worth playing. Now I was thinking about this. I don't have to put $500 on every win total. I can put 100 here or whatever. Just store it, right? Double the money. And, you know, the NFL season before we know it. And I just think, Cam, that New Year's, right around New Year's, I'm going to think, man, I'm going to have like $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 in tickets waiting for me.
That's the
thing.
That
I'll have to use to pay out for all these fantasy leagues that I'm running.
Exactly. Excellent point. I'm doing that too. Like I had to wire Visine Vince the money for our fantasy league. I'm in yours. You know, that's the thing, man. It's that time of the year. And I'll tell you, patience will be a virtue in it. And think about it this way. It's exactly what you said. It seems long, but it won't be long. If you have that investment, think about it. If you go to a bank and go, hey, I'm going to buy into this currency and that, whatever, this could take a long time in your portfolio. Hell, the NFL's over in a few months, buddy. It's not like some of these other stocks that you have to hold on to. Ooh, bonds.
I was gonna,
you know? It's better. Trust me.
Is Mark Lawrence? Are you still there, Mark?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. We're still with you guys.
Oh. Oh my God! I didn't know you were there.
I thought Mark. We thought you were gone.
Gone. Oh my God!
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
I complimented you. I complimented you on. I was like, man, that was a slick outro. You heard the music
sure was.
And so many of our guests talk over the breaks, Mark. You're like, bam, 5 seconds. You're like, no, perfect. Bam, I like this, guys. And I'm like, wow, Mark Lawrence, that was slick.
That's it.
Oh, wow. Thank you for hanging with us, Mark. We were going to let you go.
Well, you're busy, man. I've been a long-time radio guy, Gabe, and I know about going out. You hear the music, it means it's time to button it up and get out. So,
great job.
You know, when Yang starts playing that music,
see,
I know it's time
pro.
To condense. You know, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but all these other guys say they can't hear the music, and I don't know if you heard me say to Cam during the break, but I don't think Cam can hear me on these breaks. It's everything's weird. We're all on different systems. So
no, I can't hear you on the break.
I said to Will here, I was like, damn. No. I was like, damn, that was pretty slick by Mark Lawrence. And I said, how come he heard the music? Every guest thought I couldn't hear the music, guys, on the way out. I'm like, well, Mark Lawrence certainly heard it on the way out. But, yeah, our producer, our boy Yang, he's under the gun. A lot of pressure in New York City, Mark, you know? New studios. He's one guy, you know, he's got a bunch of dudes in the room eating hamburgers around him and stuff. Yang's like a vegetarian. He's trying to stay focused on the boards. As the season's about to begin, Mark, you know this. And I brought it up, Mark, no joke. We're going to be on, and listen, I don't have to tell you. You write the playbook and stuff, and like it's, you know, 20-hour day endeavor. But we're going to be working 14 hours a day for 114 straight days, Mark, and leading up to Christmas now that football's here. But it's a good thing that it's not like a real job in a factory or something like that. I'll just be watching football and talking about football.
Well, you know what you signed up for, Gabe, you know, and it's here, and we've been waiting a long time for it to get here. And, you know, right now, personally, after pounding that newsletter out here, working 20 hours a day for the past 3 days, I'm a little bit exhausted, but the bottom line is I'm loving it. So, you know, if you can do what you love doing, and Yang, it sounds like you like what you're doing. He's one of the slickest producers that I've ever seen. I mean, the guy's really on the ball. So I don't know what the issues are, but bottom line, hang in there, Yang, and things are going to end up going your way, I guarantee it.
See, high praise from Mark Lawrence, Yang. All right, Mark. So before we get you out here, as long as we're here, we'll just throw one or two at you here. Cincinnati and Ohio State. Ohio State took the pedal off the metal. Fields look real good. Is Fickell like a Tom Herman type that's just this master against the spread and we're not realizing it yet? Because all Cincinnati does is seem to win and cover numbers. But is it enough? Or is Ohio State going to open up an ass-whooping on these guys?
This is a real statement-making game for both teams, Gabe, here. Fickell's a little bit perplexed. I mean, he's a former Ohio State head coach. He filled in when Tressel got canned. He's got Ohio State blood running through his veins, so you know he's going to want to show well in this football game. He came up pretty big last week. I thought it was a good effort by them against UCLA. Ryan Day knows that he needs a better effort this week than he showed last. I think the Buckeyes will step up and deliver in this football game. But, again, you know me. I'm not a big guy to go out and lay chalk like that. And I agree with you. I think somewhere down the road we're going to find out that Luke Fickell ends up being a lot better football coach than we're giving him credit to be these days.
All right, last one, Mark, and we'll get you out of here. I was going to say, what's that, Cam? Yeah, we have a delay here. Cam's on a Skype, and it's like 10 seconds.
I don't know. I can
hear after the fact. You sort of have to.
It's just on that end. It's on that end there. So, anyway, it's all good. You ask them. It's good.
Yeah, Nebraska and Colorado renew their rivalry. Used to be one of the hottest rivalries in college football. And, you know, now they don't play because they're not in the same conferences anymore. But nice to see them. I didn't realize they were doing this. I mean, this was a nasty rivalry too, guys. I mean, this was as nasty as it got. It used to always be on that Friday after Thanksgiving. So Nebraska and Colorado. I actually think Nebraska, sort of like the Nebraska Cornhuskers remind me of the Cleveland Browns. They're overhyped a little bit. People are just, oh, Scott Frost this, Scott Frost that. They're anointing Nebraska. They're putting the the skis ahead of themselves a little bit, as they say. The cart before the horse or whatever. Nebraska's on the way up, but they're still a four-win football team from last year, Mark. I don't know. They're not all the way back to where people like are sort of pushing them to be back. I like what I saw from Colorado offensively last week. This is going to be a fun football game.
I think it's going to be a great game, and I agree with you, Gabe. I think Nebraska, that's a great parallel, a lot like the Cleveland Browns, all the hype they're getting. And we're wondering why. With the Cleveland Browns, we know why. Everything they did to restock and refortify their roster. Nebraska's all about the way they closed the football season out last year after the horrible start they had. And they didn't show well in their first game this year. They made a lot of mistakes. They got a lot of ironing out to do here. I'm not on this Nebraska freight train right now just yet. I'm going to have to let them win and cover a game before I'm going to back them. If I put a gun to my head, I play the Colorado Buffaloes in the game.
Cam?
Yep. I was going to ask about Tennessee. Tennessee and BYU, Mark, before we get out of here. Tennessee, I was actually on Georgia State. These guys are one of the worst SEC teams that I've ever seen, Mark. They should be demoted. They're so bad. But and they play BYU. BYU was in a tough one in the Holy War against Utah. But, it's one of those things, Mark. I think Tennessee's just a fade team. I think, to me, and even old Rocky Top at home, whatever. I think I'm going to go against these guys again. I have no faith in them.
Well, Tennessee was one of four teams that lost their opening game as a double-digit favorite. And that's not good news for those teams because they generally do not bounce back in game two. A lot of the reasons being that there's problems with the program, and they're not going to iron them out in the short course of 1 week to do just that. There are problems with Tennessee here right now, and the role they're in, guys, is not a good role. In my database, if I take a look at teams that are home off the losing straight up as a home favorite of 20 or more points in their last game, they're 3-12 to the spread. I don't want any Tennessee in this particular game here. I know BYU is not one of my favorite teams. I'm not a big Kalani Sitake fan, but I think it's a right spot for them to be in this week with Tennessee right now wondering what they need to do to improve their football program here. I think the points is to play in this football game.
Mark Lawrence, playbook.com. Thank you, Mark. We'll ask you. It's like the old days. Mark, hang up. We're trying to make a call. And Yang, hang up so there's no confusion. It was on both of you last time. Yeah, you should have hung up, Mark, and Yang should have hung up on you.
All right, guys, as they say, somebody, as they like to say,
somebody should
over and out. Over and out.
Have a good one, Mark. Take it easy, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that should be like our new system here with this delay. Over. Like, this should be like a little code. That's why on CNN, if you notice, they'll always say the name at the end, Cam. That's the code. Wolf? Yep. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they'll have that silence.
Yes.
It's like, well, are they ending it? That's how they'll always, you'll notice every news reporter, whoever in the field or whatever, and it's all crazy, they'll always say the guy's name at the end. Blah, 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 blah. Anderson? As in, like, all right, now you. Because there's that delay. We'll have to sort of iron it out. Problem is, everyone's on a different system. We're synced with the studio, but we're not synced with Cam on Skype. And there's going to be a natural delay, but we're dealing with multiple studios. You know, it's actually not bad, but we'll figure it out. We hope.
Yeah.
Thanks to Mark Lawrence. He's gone now.
I can't believe he's still there.
Poor guy.
I know.
Yes. Ramp.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
All right, we put out a tweet. We stated we have one last fantasy league and people want to enter. And Cam, it's unbelievable. I get, like, people asking me, like, sending messages. Listen to this exchange, all right?
Yep.
Like, the people, can you give me details about the league? All right, like, details. Well, what time's the draft at, et cetera. That's, like, a normal detail, right?
Money.
But, all right, so this guy, all right, what time? So, basically, this is it. So, this guy, I said in the tweet, I have one last draft tonight open. We need 3-4 guys. Season starts tomorrow, so this is it. And in the tweet, it says, draft at 11:30 tonight. Like, I put the details in the tweet, Cam, so I avoid having to answer this stuff, right? So I said, draft at 11:30 tonight. So somehow the guy reads the tweet. He's smart enough to respond to it, but he says, what time is the draft tonight? Yeah. Well, it's in the original tweet that you responded to. It says 11:30. How much is it? It's like I'm talking to Homer Simpson. It's like, well, it's $100, as it says. What are the league details? I'm interested. Although I'm on vacation, I am interested, though. I'm very standard, I respond. Half point PPR on ESPN. Is that like, does that settle everything, Cam? $100, 11:30 Eastern, half point PPR on ESPN. Does that pretty much settle it?
Settles it. I'm in all my drafts.
Then he
there,
responds,
so yes.
Is it quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, D kicker, or deeper with flex and stuff? I don't know what the hell that even means. Just curious. I usually play in deeper leagues, but I'm fine if it's a standard roster setting. I'm not in any right now, but I wouldn't mind jumping in the last minute. This is like from an hour ago. Like, is the guy going to send me 13, like, messages, like, to join a fantasy football league, Cam? Like, this is like the heartache that you feel. Yeah, this is like the heartache as you feel is running these fantasy leagues. This is why basically it's like, listen, first come, first serve. You send the money, you're in. If not, shut up. Like, you know what I mean? But anyways, we need two guys. We're having a draft tonight. This guy's asking me, do I play on Yahoo? No. It's ESPN. On ESPN. Gonna make me snap these guys. Like, even if I put all the details in one of them, like, people aren't like, whatever, bro. As Al DeVecchio would say, yep.
This tennis match right now is unreal.
Yep.
Take a look at it. Gabe Berrettini and Monfils. They might go to a tiebreaker in the fifth.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with your Sports Grid News Update. The listeners on Zumo, welcome to the Sports Grid family. Hope you're enjoying the show. Tennis right now, absolutely nuts. We're going to go through everything for you. Rafa Nadal will try to make sure the U.S. Open as one of the big three there, with Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic out of the tournament. Nadal, the 2 seed, is the only major champion left on the men's side. He's going to battle Diego Schwartzman, a 20 seed, tonight at 8:30. Big line in this one, too. Nadal minus 2,000. Schwartzman is 10-1 on the spread. Nadal minus 8.5 games. Now live action. We got Matteo Bernardini versus Gael Monfils. And what a battle this one has been. We are in the fifth set right now, and these guys are just killing each other back and forth, back and forth. So tied at 2. They're in the fifth set. And right now, Monfils 6-5 in the fifth set. This one could go to a tiebreaker right now, but this is going to go the distance between the Italian and the Frenchman. In the other semifinal, we've got Medvedev minus 180 versus Grigor Dimitrov at plus 160. That should be a good match. Ladies side today, Belinda Bencic, she punched her ticket into the Grand Slam semifinal, beating Donna Vekic 7-6, 6-3. She's now going to play the winner of tonight's quarterfinal between Canadian Bianca Andreescu, a 15 seed, and Elise Mertens, a 25. That match is slated for 7 o'clock. Andreescu is the favorite right now at minus 190. Mertens is plus 160. Could be a live pooch. This is going to be a very good match as well. Serena Williams taking on Alina Svitolina in tomorrow's semifinal, 11 a.m. Serena minus 270. Svitolina, she taps in at plus 230. Baseball action today. Mets in Washington. The Mets, yeah, they lost that heartbreaker last night, but they took care of business today. Very gutsy performance. 8-4 win. Pete Alonso, home run number 45 for the win. Can't believe this guy actually got booed at one point. Wheeler takes the win. Sanchez the loss for the Nationals. Mets get it done. NFL, Zeke, yeah, he got his payday. The Cowboys star running back ending his holdout today, signing a 6-year, $90 million extension. The contract contains $50 million guaranteed. That makes Elliott the highest paid tailback in football. He's also going to be tied to Dallas through 2026 as the extension. It won't kick in until his rookie deal ends following 2020. The two-time champ will practice with the team today as they prepare for the season opener at home versus the New York Giants. Dallas still plans to give Elliott 20 to 25 snaps in week one, this according to the NFL Network. Meanwhile, the Cowboys, a reset of the market, previously vowing not to give record deals to any of their contract needy stars. Well, that didn't happen. Dallas still trying to hammer out extensions with quarterback Dak Prescott and wide receiver Amari Cooper, both free agents after this season. Dallas laying 7 against the Giants week one. Reports indicate the Eagles proposed a trade to the L.A. Chargers that would have seen running backs Melvin Gordon and Jordan Howard switch teams. The Chargers apparently denied the offer, which also included the team switching mid-round picks and the Chargers eating salary. Gordon appears to be set to skip the beginning of the regular season and maybe more while holding out for that new contract. NHL, a couple big signings here. The Arizona Coyotes inking talented young forward Clayton Keller to an 8-year, $57.2 million extension today. He finished as the Calder Trophy finalist in 2017-18, recording 65 points in 82 games. He also had 47 points with the offensively challenged Coyotes last year. They couldn't score, but he still had a pretty good season. These guys also acquired Phil Kessel in the offseason, so Arizona trying to make a little bit of a move, hopefully getting to the playoffs. The LA Kings have signed forward Adrian Kempe to a 3-year contract. It's worth $6 million. He had 28 points with the Kings last season. And the Vancouver Canucks have inked Nikolai Goldobin to a 1-year, $900,000 deal. He had 27 points in 63 games with the Canucks. And good news here, Sacramento Kings guard Buddy Hield, a good guy, asking for donations to help Bahamas rebuild in the wake of Hurricane Dorian. For his part, Hield, a Bahamas native, has donated $100,000 to the cause, and he's looking for people to reach out. We got some MLB action tonight all over the board. But first, guys, a couple games before 7:05 that we're going to mention. Two games before 6:35 action. We got the Texas Rangers at the New York Yankees. Yanks laying 50 cents, total 10. We got Lynn versus Green. And at 6:40, Philadelphia, they're laying 40 cents at Cincinnati. Good pitching matchup, Nola versus Bauer, and the total in that baseball game, 8.5. Gabe and I will go through the baseball board tonight. Hey, one day before football, we still got a busy, busy baseball board tonight. And he's got in-game live at 8 o'clock. Hour 2, thanks to Mark Lawrence for stopping by. And Gamblu, he'll step in the building, and we'll talk some football with Gamblu. So he'll see who he likes in Week 1 and a whole lot more and get his opinion on the fights. I'm Cam Stewart, Gabe Morency, host Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage Radio here on Sports Grid. And Hour 2 is coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, level 2. Has begun. Red Heat and Rage, game time decisions. We try to help you make the proper game time decision. Cam alluded to Major League Baseball on the board here this evening. Last night, before this stuff becomes real, and I'm seeing here on the FanDuel Sportsbook, play for free. I'm like, ooh, free. Play for free. That gets my attention. Keep the cash.
Yes.
We'll start you off with a $1 million contest free. Answer 20 sports questions and keep what's left. Play for free. All right, play. What do I have to do? Oh, no, I've got to sign in and do a lot of things. Nothing's ever fully for free, is it, Cam?
No, it's not. Even the sports
book, there's always a catch.
There, I wanted to put in some money, you know, you get the MoneyGram. Oh, we don't take that. You want to go on Bitcoin? No, I don't want to go on Bitcoin. How about just a Visa? Meh, we don't accept Visa, sir. It's absolutely hilarious, Gabe. That's kind of why I stay on Mr. Green. They're the one people you can at least go get that. It's a stupid form, and I know sometimes it takes 15, 20 minutes to get when jolly old Britain, they're having some computer problems. But I'll tell you one thing, man, it is annoying, and they make life hard. God, even on Domino's, I got enough for a free pizza. They're breaking me down like it's Fort Knox. Like, I'm sick and tired of. That's the problem, Gabe, and you're in 3 or 4 fantasy leagues like me. I got passwords of passwords of passwords that I got to write down in a book now, and it's ridiculous. It's too much. Oh, resend me my passport. Okay, thanks. It's just nuts.
I just use the same password for everything right now. But, yeah, you're right, and I'm thinking about it as well. It's that time now, especially coming into the weekend, where – you know, you have to be prepared. You have to have your accounts ready. You have to have those options ready. And listen, at this time of the year as well, this is when all these books, and my inbox is lighting up right now, Ken.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, you know, from, man, there's books. And like you said, man, there's sportsbook accounts. I know I have money in some of these, but I don't even remember the names of some of the books that I have
Me
money
too.
In, probably.
Me too.
It's one of these deals because I'm getting there. They're like, hey, you know, you haven't played here in a while. Like, guys, Sports Interaction's been coming at me. Bookmaker's been coming at me. Who else here today? Bet Online. Bet Online's been sending me emails a lot over the last couple of days. And everyone's offering, of course, hey, we got 50%, 100% in the promo. But listen, you want to take advantage of the promo. And it's good to have a couple of options. Like, I'll tell you what, a good example is, FanDuel has a million player props. They're really over the top with it. They never have long field goal, Ken. That's my favorite prop to bet. They don't have it.
Well, why do you think
I'm
going to
look
have
it up
it?
Now, but they don't have it. Like, I specifically need a Bet365 account just to play long field goal props, bro.
Yeah. Well, you have nothing to worry about.
You know
about.
What I'm saying? Like, because I can't leave these on the table.
Exactly. And I'll tell you why. And our friends at FanDuel, you're there now doing the show and everything, but these guys seem like very smart people. They probably looked at the numbers and said, you know what? People have caught on to this long field goal prop, and a lot of people are winning at it. Because if they have everything and don't offer that, there's a reason why they don't. Just saying.
Yeah, they have total field goals. They have head-to-head, like which team will have the longest field goal. Like, they have every player prop up. They don't have, like, longest field goal of the game, though. Lou!
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
All right, Yank, back to live action, fellas. And we got these new side views here, huh?
Oh, you had
different angles all the time.
I'll tell you, there was a guy beside you. Too bad it was all during the technical stuff, Gabe. He was the best. He had like lean back with a huge boiler, and he had like those disco shades too. And he was just sitting back, and I was watching you. It was like the worst timing for things not to work, because this guy could have been the best patron. I almost wanted you to bring him over to the desk to chat with him, but we're going to have some good side shots. You're right. Some of these, the old timer guys, it's a good look. I like the side profile shot. I think it's a real winner. It looked great. You should have seen this guy. He was amazing.
Yeah. Go back to it. Go back to it in the booth. Who's controlling the side shot? Go back to the side shot. We were out here. Not all right. Side shot,
he's
though.
He's gone now, but he was at that table.
There
right,
you go. Yeah. Good job.
Right.
So
in
listen,
front.
It's quieting down now, but yeah, on a busy day, like tomorrow, it's Thursday. It'll be a big day here. It's actually quiet here right now for the most part,
yeah,
but
very calm.
There's a couple of characters here. Like, yeah, Cam, there's they're beaten down. Like, I'm telling you, they're like Yang. Like, the people here, there's no spirit here, Cam. Everyone's like, they seem depleted. Like, look at them. Like, everyone's worn out.
You're right. Like, the shot, like, nobody's really happy. It's either, like, in thought of, like, losing or just kind of contemplating, should I stick around, get more money, and stay for the late card? That's kind of what I get from that look.
Yeah,
I've been there. I know the look.
Well, there's, like, the bus only comes once an hour, so like you're kind of screwed. Yeah. So like these, like the only times I've seen these guys go out for the bus, they miss it by a minute, and you have no choice. What are you gonna do, Cam? You gonna stand in the parking lot of the Meadowlands for an hour, or are you gonna come back in and start betting again? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's like, wow. So you see these guys, and sometimes they'll miss the bus again and again and again. Like, oh yeah, like man, there's some stories here every day. Like. It'll mess with your head, bro. Like, being here every day for the last 2 months is starting to get to me a bit.
Not in
a bad way, but you sort of just become crazy.
I think we have Lou ready to go. Yeah, is Lou there? Yeah, I can concur with you, Gabe, before just introduce Lou. When I worked at Shoeless Joe's in the horse book every day and stuff, and it was insane. Like, I saw guys lose money every day. You're right. It's a feeling that kind of messes with your own mind. You still know how to do your thing, but it's a very, very, very weird feeling when you see people winning and losing.
You know what
most
it's
of
like?
The time losing. It's just weird.
But it's crazy. Like, the bathroom here is out of control. It's like a hospital. That's the one thing I realized. Like, these old guys, they don't care, dude. Like, they basically just piss on the wall. Like, they don't care about anything, man. Like, they're like, it's like part racetrack, part hospital. There's always ambulances here. So one of them is always dropping. And it's part like mental asylum. It's like a combination. That's what this place is. Part hospital, part mental asylum, part racetrack, part sports book, part mental asylum. Let's bring in Lou right now. I'm not even kidding. Lou, how you doing,
Lou?
Thanks for your patience.
It's fair.
No problem. If you want to talk about mental asylums, you're bringing on the right guest.
Yeah.
It's Lou. It's like, I'm at the FanDuel Sportsbook, but I'm actually really closer to the racetrack guys.
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally like 3-4 feet away, and like, I see it all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's regulars, there's psychos. You know, we've got one guy that tries to climb through our studio every day. We got people trying to take the helmets, buy the helmets. A lot of these old dudes don't seem to understand the concept that when I'm talking and I have a headset on, that I'm on the air. So a lot of people, like Will can attest to this, they talk to me while I'm talking. Like, they'll come over now and start, but then they get mad. And then, like, I hear them smack talking me. Yeah, that guy is a jerk. He ignores us. It's like, dude, like, the light is on. I had a guy in the middle of a segment say, he's like waving his hands at me like it's a panic. I look over and he's like, "Do you know what time it is?" And I'm like, "No." And he's like, "It's on your computer. Why don't you just tell me?" And I'm like, "F off." And then the guy like starts stalking me. He's hanging around all day, giving me dirty looks. Oh yeah, like there's it's a mental institution here. And just think, it's just getting started. NFL football.
Yeah, we're
begins
not week
tomorrow.
One yet.
Lou, let's jump in. So, Lou, we've been talking about an NFL futures, but now there's no turning back. All right. There's no turning back. The season starts. I played two futures yesterday here. I played the Bengals under 6 and the Redskins under 6. Although I thought the Bengals were 6.5, and I got to the window and it threw me off. But I didn't chicken out. Maybe we get a push there at worst, but I don't think so. But the Washington Redskin one I really do like a lot. Me and Cam have gone over the schedule. I've broken this down ad nauseum over the last couple of days for people, but I'm going to bet it again when we end the show right now. I'm going to get in on it again. I'm that confident. I just don't believe the Redskins win 6 games this year. But I'll ask you, Lou, what's your best win totals of the year coming into the year?
Yeah, I've settled on 2 wins I put out probably 5 weeks ago, and it's Kansas City under 10.5. I got it at the time, -110. And L.A. Rams under 10.5, -115. I really like those. I tend to early on go under. If I did like it over, I've been waiting until today or tomorrow to pull the trigger on it. The over that I really like, I'm chickening out a little bit with because of their terrible offensive line. So I may not have an over position this year. As far as positive moves are concerned, early on, about 5 weeks ago when I did release those two unders, I took a personal wager on Pittsburgh to win AFC North at +190. I was disappointed I didn't get the +200 that was there. That's now my like +150 or so. So there's been a little value come off of that. But I do believe I'm a pretty big fan of Pittsburgh this year.
I can't disagree. I like the Pittsburgh Steelers a lot this year. So what are you looking at in week one this week, Lou? And we got a big UFC card, actually. And it's a good opportunity, Cam, if you want to mix in a little Khabib action. Yeah. Or maybe Lou doesn't think so. We'll find out what he has to say. But Khabib and Poirier, Khabib's up to -440 right now.
I see 460.
But it's a good late night Saturday night. Hey. Ooh, really? He's 440 here at FanDuel right now. But we'll get to that. But, Lou, we got the game tomorrow. It's a tough game. You're only getting 3 points for the Green Bay Packers. Both me and Cam like the Packers in a spot. I don't love it, but it's our job to give people our opinions on these games. And I'll be betting, you know, I'm looking at this game. I think there's going to be some points tomorrow, Lou. I think it'll be higher scoring than people think. I think Aaron Rodgers will have some success. Chuck Pagano now is the new coordinator. It's a change in coordinators. Fangio's gone. I know there's a ton of talent with the Bears, but I still think both these teams are going to get into the 20s. Plus, that Packer defense isn't great either. What do you think of this football game tomorrow, Lou?
Gabriel, you know me. I'm Mr. Selectivity, baby. And just because there's a game doesn't mean I'm going to bet it. I got no clue. I don't care. Division game, 3 points. I'm going to learn more than sticking my neck out. And I would warn listeners, I made no bets last weekend, and I won a lot of money by doing so because everybody got butchered. Now, I mention everybody, and I'll come back to that theme for this Sunday in the NFL. There's one thing I will set my watch on and my reputation to, and that is by the time we get to NFL week one on Sunday, we will have had some 70 college football games between Friday and Saturday, okay? I believe early on in the season, everybody just so excited to bet that they're not using discipline. And so I'm going to sit back and watch these numbers get bet into on Sunday. I can already tell the ugliest teams that you can find, your Washingtons, your Cincinnati's, those are the teams you're going to have to settle with. Because one thing I know, everybody's wrong. And week one in the NFL, you can put that on Times Square and put my name next to it. Everybody's wrong, and there's going to be a bloodbath in the NFL this Sunday, but it ain't going to be my blood.
Not me.
Great intro. Not Lou.
Not me. I'm not going to be wrong. No.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Back to live action.
Yeah, setting your lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS lineup optimizer, or join the countless number of people that are 1,000 playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. If you're playing daily fantasy sports and not using the DailyRoto.com optimizer, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL annual pass with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Well done, Cam. Mic on, mic off.
Mic on, mic off.
I'm here.
Lou, gamblu.com. Hey, yes, how you doing, Lou?
I'm doing good. How's
everything? I'm just, it's all right, Lou. I'm just... all right. We're doing all right, Lou. So... You were saying it's gonna be a bloodbath, and there's gonna be blood on all our hands on the way out.
I just believe that people are not used to, and their minds are not ready for, you know, betting four or five straight babies in the point spreads, where the point spreads and the professionals are pretty good. I think you got to be real selective. I'll have two or three positions on Sunday. And, you know, can kind of talk about some of what I think those could be, but they're going to be fading everybody because, like I say, nobody knows what's going to happen in these games. I know they're betting Seattle like they got a Monday morning sports page, but we don't know enough about these two teams. Plus, Seattle wants to play defense, run the ball. That could be a really tight game if Cincinnati shows up with any kind of game plan. So I would tell people, be very cautious in this week one. Hey, we got 21 weeks of NFL ahead of us. We don't have to blow our wad here in week one.
Listen, I can't disagree with that. It's Dave Malinsky, may he rest in peace, always used to say, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And I totally get that, Lou. But at the same point in time, we could argue that the odds makers also don't know what's going to happen, right? I mean, they don't have a crystal ball either.
But
you know, so it's a double-edged sword. And listen, that's what makes it gambling, though, Lou. That's gambling, right? I mean, nobody knows, like Arizona. Nobody knows what Arizona's offense is going to be like.
Including Matt Patricia.
Yes. He better figure it out. I'm on Detroit.
Yep. But... it could be bad, right? Yeah. So,
that's the whole thing.
I mean, it's the whole, you know, the whole element of surprise and stuff like that. No, I get it. I get it, Lou, about, you know, but honestly, I think we could say that about any week, right? Like, is there ever a week, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, yeah, that's the best week to bet in. Oh, yeah, week six or week eight. You know, like, basically... you know, I guess you could say there's sort of that week three to week eight, week 10, teams might start to get a little bit of a groove. But it's sort of like it's you know, teams peak at different times of the year and stuff, right? I think the moral of the story, Lou, is it's always tough, and we really never know on any week what's going to happen. We're always just speculating, right? I mean, is there ever a week that, like, oh, this is a better week to bet than other weeks?
In my mind, the NFL in the first 3 weeks of September is just a little bit more intense preseason, in that teams are still finding out what they have. We're going to see defenses doing some stunting. And to me, I would, as a conservative guy, I can tell you, here's what I'm looking at. I want a good offensive line no matter what I do. I want a good defense if I can possibly get that, and I want to take some points, ideally with a divisional team, a New York Giants, Apple A. You and I talked about this earlier. When you grabbed the 7.5 and I thought it might go to 8, it didn't. It's at 7. I still think it's good. But just because I'm cautious doesn't mean I'm not going to invest. I'm just going to invest wisely. And, yes, the first 3 weeks of the season, I'll be concentrating on fading public heavily because they don't know. And in a fight between John Q. Public and the guys that are building casinos offshore and in Las Vegas and in Atlantic City, I'm going to go with the guys that are building the casinos. And more times than not, I'm going to get paid by doing so. There's a method to the madness. And as Mr. Malinsky, God rest his soul, would say, it is a marathon, not a sprint. Nobody cares how good you did in September, the third, fourth week, when it's December. This is a long 21-week grind, and it's about business and making money at the end of the day.
Yeah, but no, and I agree, but I think there's another edge to that, that I think it does matter what happens in the third week of September, because unless you're playing in a super contest, there's no standing. So it's about making money on each week. You can decide to sort of step back, and I get it. The risk is going to be more. But, you know, a good example is with the contest. Look, I'm in the circuit contests. I can't say that, oh, well, I don't know what's going to happen in week one, right? I've got to step up and make 5 picks this week. But I get the same thing with baseball. You know, and the same thing. I remember Malinsky used to state in the first month of the season, he wants to see the pitchers pitch, you know, once or twice at least, you know, a couple of times through. And I get it. That's the smart, disciplined approach. Yet, so are you saying you're not betting a football game tomorrow night?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm gonna watch it. I got too much to learn. And you know what? In the UFC, I'm not gonna bet every fight either, because some of them, I want to watch the match, just learn, take notes, add to my database, and set myself up for another time. So now, if one of the games that I'm looking at was on Thursday night, I wouldn't have an aversion to playing it. I'm not saying that I'm not playing it just because it's the first game. I'm not playing it because I think the line is right. These lines have been out 3 months. They've been pounded to hell, and I don't see any value in the number, and so I'm not going to play it.
All right, so we should have just gotten into the UFC tonight.
Who's making a stand?
Obviously, we could have saved.
You might like
a lot of time,
Sunday, though, Gabe. You're just talking about Thursday. Is there anything, Lou? Like, so you're basically teasing us. I kind of agree with you as a Seahawks fan. You're looking at Cincinnati plus 10. Me, you, and Gabe all agree that the Giants, a touchdown, if we can get that hook at 7.5, that would be real sweet. So, other than those, are those kind of the games you're looking at? Have you looked at anything else? Like, you're going to play something, right, Lou? Like probably a few dogs. What's your, looking at the board right now, what's kind of caught your eye from a dog perspective?
Yeah, Buffalo caught my eye. I think Buffalo's going to be an improved team, and they're one of the teams that I really consider taking an over on, and I still am at 6.5. There's just a little juice involved, but I believe in Buffalo. I like that coach, and I think that they're going to come in and surprise the Jets. That might be a money line play for me. And another one that I'm looking at really close is Carolina. Here's a team at home going to get, you know, 2.5, 3 points. And I just am not convinced of the Rams. They're going to have to prove it to me. And then if you go down later, but let's go to Monday night. You know, this line opened Oakland 2.5. Now it's Denver 1. That's everybody, boys. I'm on Oakland. I'll tell you that right now.
One thing we'll tell you about the Rams coming into this, I brought it up earlier in the week, Super Bowl losers in game one of the season are 7-13 straight up, 5-15 against the spread. All right, over the last 20 years, tough for that Super Bowl loser in week one. 7-13 straight up, 5-15 against the spread. And if the team is on the road, then it even gets even worse. 3-10 straight up, 2-11 against the spread. And that's the situation that the Rams are in this week. All right, Lou,
gambler.com
with us. Another nice one.
Excuse me for the interruption, Gabe. That's a 10 a.m. 5 o'clock game for the Rams on top.
Yep. Yeah, but, you know, one thing I'll say, I get it. I totally get it. I'm not as down on the Rams as everyone is. One thing I will say, though, about some of these teams, and it's just a little disturbing with the Packers as well, you know, I'll give the benefit of the doubt to these coaches, Cam, but these teams that did absolutely nothing in the preseason, it annoys me. Like, the Rams are a good example. They didn't do anything. Like, nobody even ran anything. So how the hell do I know that Brandon Cooks isn't going to pull his groin the first time he runs hard suddenly? Same thing with Zeke Elliott coming in. All people are like, oh, Zeke Elliott's playing. Yeah. Well, the guy hasn't been hit. You can say, oh, he's been working out. He hasn't been tackled. Nobody's hit him in the calf. Nobody's taken him down awkwardly. He hasn't been tackled at freaking all. Le'Veon Bell got pissed off because the Jets refused to play him in the preseason. And he actually told his teammates, you guys got to hit me. Like, stop, like, pussying around, basically. And the Jets were like, don't do it. Don't hit him. And he said, guys, I can't get hit for the first time against the Buffalo Bills. And he was actually like, somebody hit me. You know what I mean?
No, it's a good point.
And this stuff is real. Odell Beckham's another one. You know Odell's going to pull something in the first quarter. Would that shock you, Cam? Odell pulled his groin in the first quarter on Sunday. Won't shock me at all.
And to both of your points, there's a big difference, and we all know professional athletes, between working out and, like Gabe, the hockey players, you know, then getting thrown up against the glass. It's a totally different thing. You're already in pretty good shape. You're going to do your calisthenics. You're going to work. But there's nothing like game action. There's nothing like getting pummeled. There's nothing to wake you up. Remember when you played hockey, Morenci, and I did? The first thing that woke me up was when I was in the corner and some guy slammed me. Now I'm ready to rock. As a goalie, you took a howitzer in the melon. Now you're ready to go. These are things that you need to do. And I agree 100% with you there. And Russell Wilson said that to Carroll. You've got to play me more. Play me more. I want to add on to that.
All right, hold on, Lou.
You got it, Lou.
Yep. All right, well, add on to that on the other side. We'll be taking a quick break. And we got to get into the UFC.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
All right, we can go on and on about the National Football League, but we'll have a lot of time to do that over the next couple of months. We do have the UFC this weekend. You know, one thing with the UFC, it's good. You know, and, you know, people that love to bet on the UFC love the weekly cards. But at the same point in time, I'm not talking about oversaturation. We've already passed that point, right? Like, the UFC is no longer really mainstream. It's a different, you know, it's always evolving in a different realm. But the problem is, when there's so many of this sort of mediocre cards, you're like, oh, wow, I didn't realize, oh, we have a real card this week. But we do with Khabib. Khabib is finally back. He hasn't fought since he beat the crap out of Conor. So he fights Dustin Poirier, Lou. And Poirier's been on a hell of a run, man, as of late. Got to give this guy credit. It's amazing. We talked about it. Remember when Poirier and Eric Koch were like rivals years ago? And they were both sort of on that trajectory. But Poirier is one of these guys that got a second win, Lou, as he matured as a person, as he got older and as a fighter. And sort of in his peak right now. I actually think Poirier, I was thinking about this today, and I'm not going to lie, Lou, I haven't put a ton of thought into this fight. I've been so football-orientated, but I think Poirier is more dangerous to Khabib than Conor McGregor was. I knew, you know, Khabib was going to murder Conor, and he'd murder him again if they fought. Poirier isn't Conor. Poirier wants that money that Conor has. Like, Conor's distracted, cocaine, whatever, bloated, alcohol, women, legal issues, you know, all that type of stuff. You know, Dustin isn't like that. Dustin, I'll put it this way. I'm not saying Dustin Poirier is better than Conor McGregor, but I think he's much more dangerous, Lou, because he's in better shape, he's hungrier, and he's more focused than Conor was. Would you agree with that?
I would say Dustin Poirier is a much better fighter than Conor McGregor. McGregor is one-dimensional, and Poirier is a legitimate Brazilian black belt in jiu-jitsu. He's faced everybody they've put in front of him at 155, and he's kicked everyone's ass. Granted, Michael Johnson caught it, but Michael Johnson has a left hand, and he caught Khabib with it, too. If here's the only hesitation. Yep, yep. First of all, let me say that Khabib is surely the favorite here. But as I handicap the fight, he's 240 favorite. He ain't no 460 favorite. No way. This is the hardest fight for Khabib. This is in his backyard with the Muslim world. Princes, kings, queens, and presidents are going to be there. Make no mistake about it that he's regarding this as his most important fight. It's his toughest fight, and Poirier comes in with tremendous momentum. This price is lined incorrectly, and I absolutely like Dustin Poirier in this fight. I think he can go there and surprise him.
Wow, bold.
Very bold.
Bold. But
the price is wrong.
You know,
guys,
what I was going to say?
Poirier.
I know.
Poirier is not a 300.
I agree with a lot of what you said about Dustin. I agree with a lot of what you said about him, but as great as he is, Khabib is just that good. And if Khabib, listen, what's the one weakness with Khabib, Lou? He doesn't really have one. Like, his stand-up is much better. The one weakness, and you brought it up briefly there, he is hittable. Like, he's so confident he's going to take you down. It's the thing with him, Cam. Like, a lot of wrestlers will sort of shoot in from far and then, like, back off and do it again. And, like, he's not scared. He'll go right up to you in a phone booth and, like, yeah, hit me in the face three times, bitch. And I don't care because you're going to be on your back in a second and you're dead. Right? He doesn't care. But as Lou stated, Michael Johnson wobbled him, man. I remember that, Lou, years ago. He wobbled him. There's been a couple other guys that when he comes in, if you're not scared and you just hold your ground, man, and the problem is his chin has gotten tougher and his stand-up is better. I respect the hell out of Poirier. I have a hard time pulling the trigger on him, Lou.
Gabriel, my feeling is that Khabib, look at the Iaquinta fight. For two rounds, Khabib mopped the floor with Iaquinta, but then he got confident, thought he could stand up with him, and it went to decision. Poirier is better versed to compete with Khabib on the ground than anyone he's fought. As well, Khabib is not equipped to deal with Poirier standing up. He is not, and that will come through on Saturday night. Hey, Khabib is the favorite, but he ain't no 460 favorite. And if we have a little bit of patience and let the parlay play and pukes begin to do their stuff, then we're going to get Poirier up to 380 or 400, and that's when I strike.
Yeah, it'll get higher. I believe you. I don't disagree.
How much higher can we go? It's pretty high. That's high.
And yeah, you mentioned it, too. I didn't even know where this fight was. Yeah, it'll move up a little bit, Cam. 475, maybe 500 type thing. As Lou stated, it'll be a lot of parlay players. And like I stated, there'll be people that'll be putting Khabib at the front end of some NFL parlays, Cam, right?
Yes, money line parlays.
And you get Khabib out of the way, and then, boom, you're rolling into rolling in a Sunday. It is in Abu Dhabi, as the United Emirates, as Lou alluded to. So, and Khabib, of course, is very, very religious. So it's sort of a home fight for him, as they're not fighting in Kazakhstan. So that'd be hardcore, though. Barbosa and Felder also on the card. We'll get you out of here in a minute, Lou. Anything else on the undercard catch your eye this week?
Yeah, I think Diego Ferreira, since he came back from his USADA layoff, is a different fighter. And Taisimov, a big favorite in this fight, should be a favorite, but I think that Ferreira is a different fighter since he's come back, and Taisimov's had some USADA issues as well. I regard Diego Ferreira as live, and you got to go down another couple fights. Nurmagomedov's best buddy, Tugahov, who was in the melee with Conor McGregor. He fights a guy out of England called Lerone Murphy. Nobody knows much about this Murphy, and I don't know how much he can wrestle, but this kid's a sharp, muscular, quick, explosive striker, and I've never been too impressed with Tugahov. So I got Murphy as a pretty sizable underdog here. He's looking to me, where is his price?
Plus 330.
He's come down a little bit. So Murphy's a go pending weigh-ins. Diego Ferreira's a go pending weigh-ins. And Dustin Poirier. Those are the three dogs that I'm pretty much going to be committing to.
Lou, thank you very much for the time, Lou.
Always
my pleasure.
May the winners
be yours this weekend.
Thanks so much, guys, and good luck to everybody.
Good luck to you, Lou.
There's a Lou with us. Gamblu.com, Lou's website. Lou says it's going to be a bloodbath this week. Everybody's going to lose.
People are getting stuck. Bloodbath. I like it. Violence in week one.
Somebody's going to win, right?
There's going to be a lot of people that win. I basically think what he is saying, there's going to be, and this happens here, there's going to be one game with a double-digit dog that is either going to, like, lose outright or, you know, for those people playing survivor pools, Gabe, you know what I mean, need a big field goal at the end to win or might hit it, might not. That's basically what we're talking about. And you don't know that. We've been betting this stuff since we were kids. There's going to be a game that looks too easy that's going to be hard. Hopefully it's not the ones that we're on. Because there's a lot of things to choose from. That's what I'm thinking. Usually happens every year. You get a scare week one with
it. I'm not in a hurry. I'm not in a hurry to lay 10 points with Seattle, but
nope.
Seattle's not going to lose the game outright. I'll tell you, in every survivor pool out there, Seattle will be the pick. I mean, like, you know, if you're in a survivor pool and you want to go contrarian, you know, you go against, yeah, Philadelphia against Washington will be another big one. Both 10-point favorites. Will there be an upset there? I doubt it. I don't think so. Now, covering the point spread is another case. 10 points is a lot of points. Week one is tricky, but I would argue, like I stated, what week is it tricky in the NFL, Cam? It's not like, oh, yeah, week 17's easy. You don't know who's playing. Oh, yeah, week 10's really easy, right? There is no easy week ever in the NFL. No. Like, it's never easy.
The numbers are too sharp. Week one, every week. Every week you can look for those numbers. You know, you're going to find games that you like, but it's not easy. I agree with you 100%. Gabe, I'm not sure if you bet that lady that I talked about in tennis, but she won. And I hate to do this as a Canadian, but this Mertens chick might be a huge dog tonight. I'd be very careful laying it with the Andreescu, who people, as Lou says, the parlay playing pukes, will put her together at minus 210 in parlays. This other chick's very, very, very talented. Good night at tennis.
Andreescu's minus 200. Mertens, you've been really following this woman's tennis.
I have. I got money on
plus 170. Svitlana, plus 230. Serena,
yeah,
minus 280.
Yeah, come on.
It was
baby.
A good call.
Thanks, buddy.
I think Serena's going to win it all. Men's. What do you got here? So we got tonight Nadal 20-1.
Oh yeah, he's 20-1. But the other match is very interesting. Medvedev is really hot too. I've been watching this tennis while I'm putting my updates together in the afternoon. I watched it all. He looks really, really strong right now. He's a guy that what is he? $150? I'd be looking at him as well. He's very strong.
178.
Oh, it's gone up. What do you like in baseball tonight, Gabe? Anything?
Yeah. I've been out. No, I'm up look right now.
The answer is no. I'm not taking any games. That's what's bad. That Philly game's off the board, so you don't have to worry about.
I'm in football mode.
Yeah, I like. There's one. I'm going to take the Indians on the run line.
What do you like?
I like the Indians on the run line with Bieber. I like Nova the way he's been pitching, but coming back down to earth a little bit. So -1.5 for Cleveland. I might go back to the well again with a dog. San Francisco with Bumgarner against Waka looks good at plus 110. I think Ranieri might have liked that one. And watch out again. I might put a small play on it, but why are the Pirates minus 180 again? This Duggar kid for the Marlins at plus 160, he's pretty decent. So I'm looking at that. But Cleveland -1.5, San Francisco will be played tonight, Gabe.
One thing I wanted to say, and I'll try to find something here on the baseball diamond here. One thing I'll say about that Khabib fight. Listen, I think that, like I said, Dustin Poirier is a tougher challenge, even though it's not hype like Conor McGregor. Poirier is not a big blowhead that has a million lawsuits and isn't hung over every day. Poirier wants that. You know what I'm saying? So he's still got that hunger. He's a danger. He's more well-rounded. But I think ultimately it just means Khabib might get rocked a couple of times, guys. It wouldn't shock me. Ooh, Khabib's bleeding. You know what I mean? Like, Poirier's a tough son of a bitch that's going to land a few shots on him. Can he drop him? You never say never in the fight game, obviously. But I'm not getting in front of Khabib, bro. The guy's never freaking lost. And, Cam, it's not like you can say, oh, yeah, he's partying all the time now, man. The guy's this hardcore religious Muslim. Like, yeah. Like, he wants to, like, beat the shit out of every teenage kid that listens to rap in Dazakhstan. He thinks it's a disgrace. Like, he's hardcore. Like, he holds it in his real religious thoughts because it wouldn't be good. Like, he's Sharia type stuff.
I agree.
Yeah, so I'm just stating, he doesn't let up, Cam. You know what I mean? He's focused. Like, he's not wasted. He's not, you know, he's already rich. His family's filthy rich, so money doesn't change him. Right? Like, nothing changes him. So, all right, what do you got, Cam? Best bet.
Cleveland minus 1.5, San Francisco, Mertens plus 3.5, split with plus 180. Hate to go against the Canucks. Give me a baseball game.
Man, this is the first time I really got nothing. Take the Redskins under 6. That's my best bet.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
I'm at the FanDuel Sportsbook, but I'm actually really closer to the racetrack, guys. Yeah. Like, I'm literally like 3-4 feet away, and like I see it all. Like, you know what I mean, like, there's regulars, there's psychos. You know, we've got one guy that tries to climb through our studio every day. We got people trying to take the helmets, buy the helmets. A lot of these old dudes don't seem to understand the concept that when I'm talking and I have a headset on, that I'm on the air. So a lot of people, like Will could attest to this, they talk to me while I'm talking. Like, they'll come over now and start, but then they get mad. And then, like, I hear them smack talking me. Oh, yeah, that guy is a jerk. He ignores us. It's like, dude, like, the light is on. I had a guy in the middle of a segment say, he's like waving his hands at me like it's a panic. I look over and he's like, do you know what time it is? And I'm like, no. And he's like, it's on your computer. Why don't you just tell me? And I'm like, F off. And then the guy like starts stalking me. He's hanging around all day, giving me dirty looks. Oh yeah, like there's it's a mental institution here. I just think it's just getting started. NFL football.
Yeah.
We're begins week tomorrow. One Lou, let's jump in. So, Lou, we've been talking about an NFL futures, but now there's no turning back. All right? There's no turning back. The season starts. I played two futures yesterday here. I played the Bengals under 6 and the Redskins under 6, although I thought the Bengals was 6.5, and I got to the window, and it threw me off. But I didn't chicken out. Maybe we get a push there at worst, but I don't think so. But the Washington Redskin one, I really do like a lot. Me and Cam have gone over the schedule. I've broken this down ad nauseum over the last couple of days for people, but I'm going to bet it again when we end the show right now. I'm going to get in on it again. I'm that confident. I just don't believe the Redskins win 6 games this year. But I'll ask you, Lou, what's your best win totals of the year coming into the year?
Yeah, I've settled on 2 wins. I put out probably 5 weeks ago, and it's Kansas City under 10.5. I got it at the time, minus 110. And L.A. Rams under 10.5, minus 115. I really like those. I tend to early on go under. If I did like it over, I've been waiting until today or tomorrow to pull the trigger on it. The over that I really like, I'm chickening out a little bit with because of their terrible offensive line. So I may not have an over position this year. As far as positive moves are concerned, early on, about 5 weeks ago when I did release those two unders. I took a personal wager on Pittsburgh to win AFC North at plus 190. I was disappointed I didn't get the plus 200 that was there.
Join the experts live on the air every day by calling in at 844-843-6879 to join the Fantasy Sports Network.